Question 1. Why should the cardiac area be examined with the light coming from the side? Question 2. For what diseases is the protrusion of the whole cardiac area common? Question 3. May the cardiac humpback be unrelated to heart pathology? Question 4. Where is some protrusion of cardiac area observable in adults?